Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Rizzo here with Production Live Online and TTN HD. Today we have a very special interview. We are with Chris Thomas King. Gonna be here all weekend long playing these events with us. Dan Marshall here. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
You good? You getting ready for this weekend here, buddy?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh man, how's everything? I heard you're in New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans is doing pretty good. New Orleans is a vibe, man. It's a great city. It's got a lot of spirit, and that oil spill out there doesn't help any. Yeah. But New Orleans is doing real good.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a big fan, to be honest. You're working on Oh Brother Where Art Thou with, how was it working with George Clooney, John Turturro? How was that with Ray and Jamie Foxx? How was it working with these guys?
Well, when you do those major motion pictures, it's a lot of work. I mean, it looks like fun and everything on the screen, but, you know, those people are professionals, real down to earth. But, it was just great experience just working with actors who were like at the top of the game. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet that's amazing. And you're also an actor yourself, huh? Composer, actor, player. You're doing it all. You're living the dream, man. That's great.
Sometimes I have to pinch myself, I've had a pretty good ride here. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You're composing a lot these days. It looks like I've been reading up on you. Did a film in Russia? Did work with Disney? These big films. Tell me what it's like composing, playing, and acting, if you don't mind.
Those movies that you mentioned, Ray. I worked on the score of the movie Ray with Ray Charles, and I did about four songs for that movie. As well as playing Lowell Fulton, the character, in the film. And the same thing with Old Brother, as an actor, I got a chance, the Clooney's and so on and so forth, worked for the Coen Brothers as an actor, but I also got to score the soundtrack, the score for the movie with, T-Bone Burnett and the great cast of people that worked on that project. So, and I've done about a dozen other films. And like you say, I'm doing something for Disney right now. So I'm still busy as an actor. I also compose a film. But lately I've been on the road a whole lot with my band. So we've been touring all over the country since the beginning of the year.
Wow. What have you been doing? Where have you been playing? What kind of stuff are you doing?
Well, I have a new record that'll be out later in the fall. And that record is called Sketches of Tremé. Right. And it's kind of in the spirit of New Orleans, but it really rocks. I get to crank the guitar up a little bit. But then it also has some acoustic pieces on there, because I have a pretty broad fan base that loves my acoustic playing. So, the acoustic guitar is always a part of my recording, but I also have, my rockers on there as well.
Oh, that's great. Let me tell you, man, that lick you were playing, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, by the campfire there, that do-do-do-do-do, that sticks in my head all the time. I can't get off of that, man. That's great, dude. You got some great licks, great ideas. You got anything? So you're coming out with a new CD now. Any other films on the way? You said one with Disney. Anything else?
Well, I'm a recurring character on a TV series for Disney called Imagination Mover.
That's right.
It's a kid show, and I play a character on there that's a recurring role, and the new season is starting to shoot just next week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're good. So, busy guy. Man.
Yeah, I got a few things going on, but that's, like I said, that's real good, and it's a blessing to be, be in demand in various different ways, I'm a creative person, and whether I'm writing music, which I think I've released about 140 songs that I've written over the years. But, whether I'm writing music, performing it, or whether I'm working as an actor, all those things kind of, really stirs my creative juices,
Yeah.
So, all good.
And you got any, As a musician myself and a filmmaker, I direct films and I play a lot, record CDs, do all the score for my own films and stuff. I'm really You know, I'm really in awe of everything you're doing, man. It's great. Can you got any words of wisdom for our audience and stuff? Anything, how they can get to taste some of where you're at and stuff? So, you know, get to feel, you know, how do you get there? How would somebody start out and try and get to where you are? Just playing a lot of tunes, just recording all you can? What is there a secret?
I'm not going to tell them to go out to the crossroads or anything.
As I heard, that's what you said.
But I mean, the music, you know, the acting profession is very different from the music business. As an actor, you know, there's a whole lot of things that come into play, you know, for you to gain that role or that part. In a motion picture. But there's all kinds of ways to get your acting groove on, whether it be commercials or in theater, local theater.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different ways to express yourself. YouTube, I mean, there's lots of different ways to express yourself as an actor. But acting is something that it takes hundreds of people to make those kinds of decisions about who plays what role.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas with music, you can pick up your guitar, go to the piano, or go to your instrument, and just make it happen yourself. You don't really have to go through a whole lot of meetings and stuff in order to get your music groove on. So,
yeah.
I think, you know, people that are looking to become the next Bon Jovi or the next superstar singing artist, I think that you need a magic genius for that beat these days, the way the record business is. But I think people that really just want to do, be creative as a lifestyle, I think that's very doable. You just have to be dedicated, you know, be focused, and have talent, you know, and be humble. It can happen.
Yeah, that's what we promote here, man. That's what this whole event is about, getting kids to be, you know, playing music, getting kids thinking, being creative, and it's going to be great. I can't wait. We have Dan Marshall here. I was going to tell the audience quick a little bit more about the event and tell you, if you don't mind, about it too.
All right.
Yeah.
So, first of all, we got the lineup, special lineup for the VIP starting on Friday night in a venue that we are at right now broadcasting, the Foundation Room of the House of Blues Boston, one of the most lucrative and coveted venues in Boston. And we'll have Chris Thomas King in the house.
Who we're talking to right
yes, now. Yes, exactly. We'll have a lot of special appearance. You'll get to schmooze with Chris Thomas King. My hero is going to be here. And we're also going to have a special performance by guitar virtuoso and his trio, Bobby Keys. And it's just going to be an amazing time here for the VIPs that are going to, the next night, come and see Chris Thomas King headline our show in Evolution of the Blues at John Hancock Hall. And after that show, for all the VIPs, they're going to get a chance to again schmooze with Chris Thomas King, the rest of the performers, including Bellevue Cadillac, who are going to be opening up for Chris at the Mantra after party. But whether you're a VIP or you buy a regular ticket, you're going to get your fill of wonderful music at an Evolution of the Blues at 7 p.m. at John Hancock Hall. So we're very excited about that. And I know we have some kids from the Boston Public Schools coming down to watch the show. And if you're in a Boston Public School or if you're a kid that would like to come to the show, please contact us at 617-642-1444. So we can make the arrangement and make sure you're able to come and see a piece of history.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Chris?
I'm excited about it.
Man. Yeah, you want to talk? Do you mind just talking real quick about where the blues is at right now and stuff? You have the edge on it, and we're talking about an evolution of the blues. Where is it at now and where is it going?
Where the blues is at? You mean the genre of music, blues?
The foundation of modern rock and roll. Where are we at with it, man?
One thing about the genre of music that we call blues, I mean, it's been around over 100 years, and it'll be around 100 years more.
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster ride. It has its peaks and valleys. Right now, it's definitely not at a peak right now, but I would say that the music itself, the artists that are putting out records, a lot of the artists that are touring and working in this genre of music, you know, some of the music's never been better, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, the blues, like just about everything else, you know, on the internet, the way we get music, the way we share music and stuff, so the blues have to really struggle to be heard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a blues person and you're involved in a sex scandal or something, that'll probably be all over the internet and you get a lot of publicity.
Any chance you're gonna get publicity
about a great song, you know?
I know. Yeah, that's the tough part. Huh? You're not gonna get in any of those scandals, huh?
No. I tend to stay away from the controversy stuff. I just try to let the music.
That's great.
Do the talking.
That's so cool, man. And you're doing it, man. It's great to see that. What are you listening to right now? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I normally when someone I get asked that question a lot in interviews, and my normal question would be that I hardly ever listen to my own music because I feel like I'm working when I'm listening, but I always hear imperfections in it. But to be honest with you, the record that I'm listening to most is my new record. I think it's some of my best work, and it's something that I really, really find myself listening to the most. Outside of my new record, I like a lot of the classic stuff. I like Miles Davis.
Yeah.
You know, I like a lot of the Blind Willie Johnson, some of the early Delta blues stuff, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
And as far as popular music out there that's going on right now, you know. You know, I turn my radio station around, you know, the dials on my satellite radio, and I listen to a lot of different stuff. But I don't hear a lot of contemporary music. I don't want to sound like date myself or something, but a lot of the music to me right now is kind of overproduced. And I think things kind of get back to that emotion. Like bands like Daughtry or, you know, I don't listen to like Lady Gaga and stuff like that. It's just some sound for me.
I ain't calling her out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the drum machines. I appreciate the new technology. I use it in my own music,
yeah.
But I use it as a tool. I don't use it as a crutch. And I think that a lot of music now are relying too heavily on, you know, fixing their voice and making them sound like they can sing in tune when they really can't, you know, and things like that.
Ooh, man, that's burned. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I hear you though, man. Well, hey, we got to wrap it up here, but man, I can't wait to see you. It's a pleasure talking to you. Let me tell you, I've been watching you for a while, man. And since Oh Brother Where Art Thou came out, that's what turned me on to you. But man, can't stop now. I got to hear that new CD, man. You got to hear it. So
ChrisThomasKing.com is my website. And anybody that want to hear the new CD is streaming at my website. Anybody who want to, you know, keep up with some of the films and concert dates that I have coming up, visit me at ChrisThomasKing.com and on Facebook as well.
ChrisThomasKing.com. I can't wait, man. Well, hey, and I can't wait to see you this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. We got a lot going on. We got a lot of kids coming. It's a beautiful event we're doing this week. So I thank you so much for coming to be a part of it. You know, it's great to have people like you involved.
Well, it's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Chris, and I'll see you this weekend. Man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jonathan Rizzo, ProductionLiveOnline.com, TTNHD. See you at the show. Awesome. Thanks, Chris.